You are an awesome God. Even when we can't, you can, Lord. You choose to reveal yourself to us, Lord, in all your holiness. You choose to reveal yourself, Lord, in your truth and in your light. Lord, we receive. We receive of your truth and of your light this day. We receive of your goodness, Lord. We choose, Lord, to receive that which you have ordained even from the beginning of time. Testify today. Testify in this house, Lord. We yield ourselves to your testimony. We yield ourselves to the Spirit of Christ this day. We yield ourselves, Lord. Manifest yourself within us. Manifest yourself in this temple, Lord. We so acknowledge you this morning. We acknowledge you. Great is your fullness, Lord. We receive of that fullness that's within you. We receive of that fullness that was revealed within Christ. Be glorified this morning. Be glorified by our praise. Be glorified, Lord, within our hearts. Let the awe of you, Lord, stay with us always. Let the awe of who you are, the awe of your holiness, the awe of your presence, Lord, let it speak on our behalf, Lord, as we hold you in this esteem, a place of esteem and awe and reverence, Lord. Be glorified this morning. Be magnified in our understanding. Be glorified in our words and in our praise. Be glorified in our actions and in our deeds, Lord. Be magnified in our thoughts. Let your holiness, Lord. Let your holiness surround our actions. Let your holiness envelop us, Lord. We yield ourselves to you this morning, Lord. Let your stillness, Lord, come across our hearts this morning. Let that peace that goes beyond all understanding rest with us this morning. Lord, as we look to every decision in our life, as we look to every situation in our life, let your stillness, your peace, Lord, guide us this day. Let it be something that we begin to live in. You are our promise, our eternity, our destiny. Holy Spirit, you are the earnest of this inheritance. The Spirit of truth, Lord. Open our eyes that we may see in all truth. Open our hearts that we may receive and hear in all truth. Let our hearts rest in your truth, Lord. Let our eyes see in your truth. Wipe away, Lord, the fogginess of confusion. Wipe away, Lord, the veil of deception by your truth this day. By your truth this day, Lord. It is our inheritance, Lord, to walk in this truth. It is our inheritance, Lord, to understand this truth, Lord, and to relate to our world in this truth. So let us understand your truth, Lord. Not the truth of the world, but the truth of our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer. The truth, Lord, that brings restoration. The truth that brings wholeness. The truth that brings liberty, Lord. Let us not look upon the situations around us, Father, in fear any longer, Lord, for let us know your truth. Let us know the awe of God in every situation. We stand now for your truth, Lord. We take a stand in our heart for your truth, Lord. We take a stand in our heart for the awe of God to be seen in this land, to be prophesied in this land, to be realized in this land. Let your truth be that which guides us, Lord. Let your truth be that which is established in our thoughts and in our minds. Let your truth be that which is before us always. Let the wholeness, Lord, that comes from your truth, Lord, let it begin to describe our lives. Let it begin to embrace us as we embrace it, Lord. As we embrace your Holy Spirit this morning. Guide us with a holy reverence this morning. Come to us in the fullness. Let your fullness be revealed this day. Let your fullness be revealed in us, Lord. Let our heart, Father, seek after your fullness. Let our heart seek after this truth, Lord, that you've ordained for us. Let our heart beat with the life of eternity. Let the understanding of this eternity be what guides our thoughts and our actions. Let the might of your strength, let it rest within us, Lord. Let the might of your strength, Father, be upon us, Lord, to do the deeds that you have granted unto us. That we would do the deeds, Father, that you have said and spoken before the time began, Lord, before the foundation of this earth, Lord. Let us not shrink back from that which is faith. Let us not shrink back from that which is destiny. But Lord, let us embrace this destiny. Let us embrace this moment in time. Let us embrace your purpose and your plan, Lord. Let us embrace, Lord, that which is your reverence and your holiness, Father. That which you've already made, Father, possible for through our faith, Lord, this day. Let us embrace the fullness of faith. The fullness of your fire, Lord. The awe, Lord. The reverence, the zeal. Let us walk with the wholeness of zeal, Lord. Brush away the disappointments in the hearts that we might embrace the fullness of zeal this day. The fullness of zeal for you. The zeal, Lord, that comes from a heart that is ravished by your love. From a heart, Lord, that is ravished for you. From a heart, Lord, that is open and willing to be obedient in your word. That our hearts would beat for your obedience, Lord. That our desire would be for your obedience, Lord. To walk in the obedience that you have described. Lord, to no longer be in this thing, Father, of self-described obedience, but Lord, that our obedience would be the desire of your heart. That we would walk in that which is your will. That which is your heart, Lord. Be magnified and glorified, Lord, as we seek out your will. Be magnified and glorified, Lord, as we manage to walk in this place called obedience, Lord. Let our hearts be full with the desire for your obedience. Lord, send us your grace. Fill us with this grace, Lord. Lord, your grace is sufficient for us to fulfill the call that you have placed upon us. Lord, so we ask for your grace, Lord, and the wisdom to carry it forth. We ask for this grace and wisdom, Lord, to carry forth your plan and your destiny in this hour. We ask for these things to be established among us, Lord. We thank you for the signs and wonders, Father, but mostly, Lord, establish your grace within us, Lord. We thank you for that which is identified as you, Lord, that which is noble and pure, that which is just and right, that which is holy love. We thank you for a holy love and a holy fire this day. A holy love, Lord, that goes forth. A holy fire, Lord, that ignites it, love. Your word says you are a consuming fire, Lord. Consume us in this love. Consume us in this love, Lord. Consume us with your holiness. Consume us in your righteousness, Lord. Consume us with the desire to do justice, Lord. That we may obtain, Lord, those things that we have sought after. That we may obtain those promises that the Lord has given. Lord, that we may obtain and represent your promises in this earth. That we may become, Father, examples unto the nations. Lord, that we would no longer be hidden in some corner, Father, but we would be a light upon a hill by your fire, by the fire of God that is within us igniting, Lord. Let us become that light upon the hill. That the nations would turn and seek forth to know this true God. The one God, the only God. That the nations would seek forth to know what is this that I see upon you. Lord, that your name would be glorified in this earth. Lord, that your name would be glorified, Lord, and by it many turned unto salvation. By it many turned unto the redemption. By it many turned, Father, from their sin and into the holiness of Yahweh. Let us rest in your fullness, Lord. Let us not take lightly your fullness, Lord. Let us not take lightly your holiness, Lord. Let us not take lightly, Lord, your desire for us this day. Let our desire be for you. Let our eyes be for you, Lord. Let our seeking be for you. Let the beat of our heart be in sync with you. Let us seek to follow your instruction. Let us seek out your word. Let us seek out this thing called faith, Lord, as we are established in you. Establish your holiness. And these your temples, Lord. Establish your holiness in each heart that we might know you. That we would not forget your name, Lord. That we would not, Father, forget who you are, Lord. That we would be examples unto the nations. That we would be lights, Father God, because we have seen, Lord. We have seen and known you. We have been seen by you and we have been known by you, Lord. Let us be consumed by this holiness. Your righteousness stands forever, Lord. Your righteousness stands forever, Lord. Lord, we acknowledge today your righteousness stands forever. And Lord, we today, Lord, we set our heart upon this righteousness. Add that right standing with you. Be our guide, our guiding principle, Lord. That right standing with you, Lord. Be our desire. You're a holy God. Let us recognize this holiness within ourselves. Let us seek to let loose of everything that is not you, Lord. Let us seek to cling to you, Lord. Let us seek to cling to those things, Father, that represent you and your holiness. Let us let go of the pettiness, the selfishness, and the pride, Lord. Let us let go of those things, Father, that don't bring us to you. Let us seek, Lord. Let us seek this to fulfill this holiness. Let us seek to fulfill this desire, Lord. The desire you placed within our heart, Lord. Let us seek, Lord, to fulfill the vision, Lord, you placed before us. Father, we recognize the kingdom of God within us. Lord, let it be done on earth in this kingdom as it is done in the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Let it be done in this earth, Lord, as it's done in heaven. Let the realities of heaven, Father, become realities within this earth. Manifest, Father, for your pleasure. Manifest, Father, for your domain to be expanded, Father. Manifest, Lord, that you might know and be known by so many more. Manifest that you might be known, Father, by the lost of this world. Manifest that you might be known and exampled, Father, unto the nations, Father, that they might become to a place of repentance and reformation. Set within our heart a vision for reformation, Lord. A vision for the redemption of the land. A redemption of your holy temples. Each one setting their sights upon you. And Lord, these places that we gather in, Lord, let there be a redemption upon that land too. These places that we gather, let there be a coming together. Let there be a unification of the bride, Lord. An acknowledgement of the bride, Father, holy and blameless before you. Rise up within us. Let us begin to see ourselves, Lord, as your holy bride. Let us yield ourselves to this, Father, your bride, the bride for Christ. Let us yield ourselves to the place of a holy intercession. Let us yield ourselves, Lord, to the might and the power that you wish to move in. That your glory may fill this earth. That your glory may be recognized even by the most obstinate sinner, Lord. That your glory would be recognized. Speak unto the nations through us, Lord. Speak unto this earth through us, Lord. Let your glory be seen and recognized in this earth. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Jesus. Jesus. We yield our heart to you. We yield our thoughts to you. Holy Spirit, conduct your way within us. Transform us into the reality of the kingdom, Lord. Transform us from the realities of this earth, Father, and this earthen vessel into the realities of the kingdom. Transform us into your reality, to your image, O Christ. Let us be an example of the image of Christ as we yield to you, Lord. Pour through us. Pour through us, Lord. Pour through us, Lord. Jesus, Holy One, Mighty One, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge you, Lord. Master, Savior, Redeemer, let your might touch us. Let your might be revealed in us this day. Redeem our hearts. Every area, Lord, every insecurity, every fear given over to you, Lord. Every unworthiness, Lord, given over to you. Let our consciousness, Lord, be about your strength. Let the grace of God be that which describes us, Lord. That which we rely upon. That which we engage for the greater good of your kingdom, Lord. No longer holding back, no longer, Lord, cowering. No longer remembering the hurts and disappointments, Lord, but remembering, Lord, your goodness and your zeal. Engaging, Lord, in this place of your kingdom. Seeking first this place of the kingdom, Lord. Seeking first this place of the kingdom, Lord, that we might come into the totality of your understanding. That we might see the manifestation in these your temples, Lord. Let the cry of our heart be for you to teach us your ways. Lord, as you did with Moses, teach us your ways, Lord. That we may know you and find favor in your sight. Teach us your ways, my God. We want to know you. We want to be known by you, Lord. We want to finish our course with well done, Lord. Teach us your ways. Lord, shine your light through us. Shine your light through us, Lord. Let it not be missed, Lord. Let us not miss this opportunity before you, Lord. Let us not miss, Lord, the season of your visitation. But let us grab a hold of all that is holy, all that is honorable, all that is good. Let us grab a hold of all that testifies of the goodness of our God. Let us see and exemplify the testimony of Jesus. Let us walk in your holiness, Lord. Let us walk in your ways. Wash us, Lord, in your forgiveness, that we might know you. Heal us, Lord, that we might accurately and truly portray you. Touch us, Lord, that we would be full of your zeal. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.